After Grandma's passing, it came time to pack away her possessions. It was a reminder that day that death is one of life's hard lessons. She was a good woman, loved by all, and taken before her time. Now the ranch will be divided up into his, hers, and mine. When cleaning out a drawer full of long johns and woolen socks, I came across my name written on a brown cardboard box. When I took off the lid, her familiar floral fragrance filled the air. I no longer felt alone. It was as if she were standing there. Inside the box were just a few of Grandma's special things, like an embroidered hanky and her and Grandpa's wedding rings. There was an old black and white photo of Grandpa, dated 1948, and a rusted Southwest cattle raiser sign that used to hang on the gate. And there, beneath it all, was her Bible, with the cover cracked and worn, the same one she would sit and read in the early hours of the morn. Inside it, she'd marked pages and written notes here and there. Some scriptures were underlined, and she'd highlighted the Lord's Prayer. Scraps of paper were tucked between the old yellowed pages. Each one held a bit of wisdom that would last throughout the ages. There was a marker in St. John chapter 3, verse 16, and a letter with her prayer that I would come to know the King. In the days that followed, I read of Jesus and his miraculous deeds, and how he loved us all and would supply all our needs. I learned about the devil and how he came just to deceive, and how Christ gives life eternal if we would choose to believe. I found a treasure in the items that Grandma gave to me. Among the things in that box, she'd left her legacy. Who would think, packed in cardboard, I'd find a Grandma's love? Who'd believe in that box, I'd find salvation from God above?